With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The three health insurers selling individual policies in Montana through healthcare.gov are proposing large premium increases for the second year straight. The largest insurer, Blue Cross Blue Shield, is proposing an average 62% rate increase for its individual plans for 2017. Montana Health Co-op's average requested increase is 22%, and Pacific Source's request is an average 20% jump. State Insurance Commissioner Monica Lindeen has scheduled a public hearing on the proposed rates for July 26th. State officials say Montana could save $25 million over the next 2 years in healthcare costs for government workers under a new pricing plan negotiated with the state's largest hospitals. The new pricing system is tied to rates already established under Medicare, the federal insurance program that serves the country's elderly. Montana's Department of Justice is warning police officers across the state to be alert for copycat attacks after snipers in Dallas killed 5 officers and wounded 7 others. The DOJ's Brian Lockerbie said today that most officer-involved shootings happen at close range, and the threat of ambush-style sniper shootings requires a change of thinking for police. A federal judge has approved a deal between the U.S. government and environmentalists who sued over greenhouse gas emissions from federal oil and gas leases in Montana. U.S. District Judge Sam Haddon issued an order yesterday that finalizes the agreement reached last month. It calls for minimal changes to current leasing practices. Firefighters working the observation fire south of Hamilton have now established a wet line around the entire perimeter of the fire. Fire Information Officer Ann Riz Sikora.
And we have pretty much reached the goal we intended. We have success. We have a line all the way around the fire.
Riz Sikora says the Type 1 incident management team will hand off duties to a smaller local team Tuesday morning.
They'll have a camp crew for food, and they'll have continued use of Darby High School. We're going to be leaving them a few crews. We're going to leave them all of the hose lay that's up on the mountain so that if something does come up, they're ready to go.
The fire is now 50% contained, a 20% increase from yesterday. Senator John Testers signed onto a bill that would help communities cope with the aftermath of a major wildfire. Edward O'Brien has more.
Wildfires sometimes deliver a catastrophic 1-2 punch. A fire itself is bad enough, but it can also leave behind scorched soil which can't absorb rainfall. That puts nearby communities at higher risk of floods and landslides. Senator John Testers supports a proposal that would help those communities pay for mitigation projects such as erosion barriers and drainage improvement. It would also fund fuels reduction projects. Missoula County Commissioner Gene Curtis.
This would have helped a lot.
Curtis is talking about the aftermath of the Lolo Creek Complex fire that scorched over 10,000 acres near Missoula in 2013. She says requests for mitigation assistance outstripped the county's available funding.
We were able to get some hazard mitigation money to help pay to fight the fire, but then once the fire was over and there were folks who, you know, things like that are always a nice wake-up call to say, wow, I should probably do a little fuel mitigation to protect my home in the future. There wasn't money for that.
Tester's bill would fix that by releasing federal mitigation funding for wildfires that burn on non-federal lands. Tester also supports a separate proposal to allow the government to pay for catastrophic fires using separate emergency funding. The U.S. Forest Service says wildfire costs are now consuming over half the agency's budget. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Attorney General Tim Fox today joined the state to a lawsuit over federal guidance to local schools about transgender students in school bathrooms and locker rooms. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Denise Juneau says that's a mistake. The suit was filed today in federal court in Nebraska. That state's attorney general says the guidance issued in May by federal education and justice officials takes away the authority of local school districts to deal with so-called Title IX issues on an individualized basis. Superintendent Juneau says exactly the opposite is true.
Because here in Montana, we actually believe in local control of schools and we trust our educators to do the right thing for all students. So I think it's wrong for Fox to politicize this guidance on how schools should implement Title IX, because those decisions are best left at the local level and there's no need for these frivolous lawsuits.
Juneau says that in Montana, locally elected school boards implement procedures related to the federal guidance, and that to date, her office has not received a single request from a public school asking that the agency or the state sue the federal government over that guidance. Juneau is also the Democratic Party's candidate to unseat Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke from Montana's sole seat in the U.S. House. Other states involved in the lawsuit are Arkansas, Kansas, Michigan, North and South Dakota, Ohio, South Carolina, and Wyoming. A working group is trying to find a way to reconcile a solution to Montanans sometimes being hit with huge bills for air ambulance services. State lawmakers have been trying for months to reconcile how much ambulance services charge and how much health insurers pay. Consumers often get charged the difference because air ambulances are often out of their insurance networks and can face 5- and 6-figure bills. They're not talking about legislation that would require insurers and air ambulance companies to negotiate a payment. If negotiation fails, the case would go to dispute resolution. Yellowstone National Park has hired 3 Mandarin-speaking rangers to help with communication amid a growing number of Chinese tourists. Yellowstone's South District Resource Education Ranger told the Billings Gazette that the park discovered last summer that it would be helpful to have some Mandarin speakers on staff. The new hires are interpretive rangers, meaning that they provide information about the park's resources, lead guided walks, and roam popular areas to talk informally to visitors. The bilingual rangers can also interpret during emergencies. With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.